It's looking increasingly likely this morning that the day after Ireland leaves the bailout next month, the country will be plunged into darkness. Trade unions representing workers at ESB will this afternoon formally issue notice of industrial action in a row over their pensions. We'll hear from one of those trade unions later. But first, let's talk to our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley. Ingrid Miley, good morning, Ingrid. Talks yesterday, but no progress, it seems. We're facing power cuts, yes?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say that just yet. I mean, clearly there is still a substantial risk of the strike going ahead. We're not sure if it's going to be an actual strike or a work to rule or what. So we are not sure what the nature and extent of the disruption might be. And most of all, we still have 2 weeks to talk about a solution to this. But yes, on foot of yesterday's meeting, which was described by unions as very, very robust, and by the ESB having as involving open and frank exchanges, and both agreeing there's that significant differences remain, they are going to be serving notice of industrial action formally today. And as things stand, we are still facing the prospect of difficulties with power.
At the heart of this row, the ESB's pension scheme and what sort of scheme it's regarded as by the company. Now, the ESB wouldn't talk to us this morning. Do they still maintain, as the unions claim, that it's not a defined benefit scheme?
This is highly complicated, Gavin. I mean, in some instances, they say it's a defined benefit scheme, but it's not a balance of cost defined benefit scheme. Does that make it the same as a defined contribution scheme? You'd need to have the wisdom of Solomon combined with an actuarial degree to figure that one out. But the key thing is that at the moment, the ESB and the group of unions are at odds about how this is treated on the company's balance sheet. Now, yesterday, and over the recent days, we've had a number of government ministers coming out to reassure the unions there is no deficit. If there is a deficit, it's going to be resolved by 2018. Everybody retiring before 2018 is going to get all their benefits, and no future deficit is forecast for after 2018 because the Pensions Board has accepted the funding proposal for the scheme. However, the unions are not buying that, and they are saying, well, if the government is so happy with this, is that effectively that they're underwriting the scheme? If they're underwriting the scheme, the company will have no problem putting this on the balance sheet. Now, I asked the Department of Communications, Energy and Natural Resources yesterday two very simple questions. One, is the government agreeing to underwrite this scheme? And B, is this a defined benefit or a defined contribution scheme? Now, clearly some guidance from the government on that one might help, but all I could get from the department was that Minister Rabbit was delighted that talks had got underway, and he feels that the parties should be given space to try and address their difficulties. So I think guidance on that would be helpful.
We'll be talking to Brendan Howland later. Do the government have any further stake in this row? Can they sort it out, for example?
Well, I don't see how it can be sorted out, without through the usual channels, shall we say. The Labour Relations Commission and the Labour Court, I'm not sure that they will be anxious to step into this, because this is effectively, you know, is it actually an industrial dispute? It's about how a pension is accounted for on the books of this. Now, the Labour Court and the LRC have spent months, if not years, working on the Aer Lingus DAA pension scheme. They came up with a Labour Court ruling. It went to the Pensions Board and was rejected by the Pensions Board regulatory body. So maybe the Labour the Pensions Board is the place to go with this. But I think that the government does have a stake in this. A, it owns the company. B, it has, it is receiving dividends from this company. It's already received $78 million in a dividend this year. It's due to receive a further $400 million from the sale of assets in due course. And, you know, I think it is a strategic infrastructure for the country. So, yes, the stakes are very high for the government. I don't think that the population will be grateful if this is allowed to proceed to a dispute that causes outages in the run-up to Christmas. But what they can do with this without having implications for the balance sheet of the company, for borrowing by the company, remains to be seen.
Ingrid, thank you.